because with summer coming up and all of those things, we think summer fun, not summer, you know, task mask, whip out, you know, get in line, do all of these things, but just to let go of some things and add some fun to our lists.
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand,
and we're all hanging out in your living room together.
Welcome back to More Than Small Talk. In our last episode, we talked about saying no. So this week we're going a totally different direction and talking about some things we'd like to say yes to in our lives.
Beth Moore asked a fascinating question on Twitter, and she said, what are five things you would do if you could still do what you do now, but have the margin to pursue other stuff just for fun? And I'm telling you, that question went like wild. It went viral. And I thought about that question a lot. So here's my five things, and I can't wait to hear yours. I would learn to sail. I would learn to dance because I am a funky dancer. It is not good. I would have an organic garden. I would write literary fiction, and I would flip a house. I'm all over the map. But those are five things that if I had margin, I would try to do some of those things just for fun.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
I love that. I was having a hard time with this, but I used to be in dance, work those jazz hands on a regular basis. And when I started ministry, I thought, ooh, you know, I can't be like, I'm in ministry and do a little dancing on the side, but I would like, yes, I think that that was like, you know, one of those things that those misperceptions that I had of ministry, but I think that I would get back into that because it's creativity. It's really art and movement. So I really love that. Traveling. I have these bucket lists, places that I'd want to go. I'm reading more fiction and outdoor adventures with all the Claritin. And then, I really love styling people and doing makeovers. So I would just take people that are struggling with their insecurities because I love that and just do these makeovers.
Yeah.
Like, you know, find them on the tree.
I so need you to do my eyebrows.
All
like,
right.
They're just not there. They're going away.
I can do
away.
That 5 minutes or less.
I know
you can have good eyebrows.
I will volunteer. Jennifer has already done this for me. She's taken me to Sephora and helped me get makeup. Mm-hmm. And she's given me wardrobe recommendations. Yeah. And yes, it is a gift to have Jennifer use her skills on you in that way.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm lining up.
Yeah. So I can't make up a new answer because we talked about this yesterday and you already know my first response. So I actually said, I'm already doing everything I want to do.
That's awesome.
And it was so weird to me to say that because I said years ago, I would not have been able to say that.
Yeah.
There was a season where I was getting up at 5 a.m. to write, then going to work all day and then going to grad school in the evening and getting home at 10. And like, I had no margin for anything.
That's exhausting.
Right. It is. And so over the years, I've relentlessly kind of, you know, eliminated. I remember John Ortberg once said that he asked Dallas Willard, a theologian, what is the key to an effective spiritual life? And Dallas Willard said, ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life.
Wow.
And I haven't been able to stop thinking about that,
so
you know, and so I have been intentional about that. But I also think it's just seasons, you know,
there are seasons.
Yeah, I can think of things in the future. One day I think, you know, maybe, and it feels like mine are still boring, but I would love to get a PhD one day.
And that's not boring.
I would love to run a half marathon. So those are a couple of things.
You're going
to
be running by yourself on that one.
Okay. So tell us what you're doing now that you have margin for now.
Yeah.
I think people would want to know that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now I make time for reading because that's really important to me.
Yeah.
It's fun, but it's also, you know, fuel for me as a writer.
Mm-hmm.
I do run. I exercise 6 days a week and that feels like fun to me.
Yeah.
Even, you know, and then I like watching Netflix with my husband, having that time to just engage with story. Those are the kind of shows I like, is engage with story. And then I like trying new things that I cook. So I have this little app. It's called Meal Lime, and it gives you little options and meal plans. So I've been making a lot of dinners lately that I've never made before.
Fun.
And
I do love that.
And then I love to nap. So,
yeah,
you know, when I have margin, napping is likely to be high on my list.
Well, what a cool way to look at both sides of this question, because I would say some of the things I'm doing now is that nature is what fills me up.
Yeah.
So I walk on trails every single day. When I can, I kayak, you know, when and that's after work and when I can. But I absolutely do that. I also read. And napping, I'm trying to do more. Michelle Couchat is a friend of mine, and she is someone who online was talking about having gone through cancer. And the one thing that she took away from that gruesome, hard battle was the beauty of giving yourself permission to take a nap now and then. Mm. And so I have started giving myself permission that if I'm exhausted, and I can, because we can't always, we don't always have right. that room, but if I can, to lay down for 30 minutes and just rest my body.
Yeah. I remember, again, years ago, I was sick, and I didn't even want to rest when I was sick.
Yeah.
And I put it on this Facebook group I was part of, and I was like, pray for me, I'm sick, and I have so much to do. And a friend of mine said, Holly, rest is your sacred act of worship right now.
Yeah. Wow.
That by resting, you're saying, I am not God, yeah. and things will be okay without me.
And sometimes you know? We have to fight. We yeah. have to fight for those things, because I think about being a mom of three little ones that had energy out the wazoo and trying to rest. And I gave myself permission that if they went down to rest rather than me doing laundry or cleaning the house, that I would rest for a part of that time too. And I did at that time. I wrestled with guilt over that. And if I could go back to that young mama who was so exhausted, I would say, don't you dare.
Yeah.
Don't you dare entertain guilt right now. You are doing all you know to do. Take a nap, sister.
Yeah. And I think that our hearts are to be productive, but I think that making room for these things that will bring joy into our lives, you know, and bring fun. So what will help us create more time for fun? Because with summer coming up and all of those things, we think summer fun, not summer, you know, task mask whip out, you know, get in line, do all of these things, but just to let go of some things and add some fun to our lists.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. Well, the title of this is Having Fun Yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the question that Beth Moore, I think the reason that intrigued so many responses is that it let people loose to ask the question, well, what would I want to do?
Yeah.
You know, and we can't maybe do them all. But for me is to look at my life and say, what is my real life?
Mm-hmm.
What things are negotiable? You know, because there's things that are not in seasons. But what's negotiable? What can maybe come off the table or have less precedence in my life so that I can do this? Now, flipping a house, I'm not going to get to flip a house anytime soon. But I can grow a garden.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I can try.
Yeah.
And there's nothing for me. The other day I was walking down my neighborhood. My husband's so funny. He just knows me. And I saw that somebody had like dug out all of these azalea bushes from behind their house, and they were laying on the curb. And for me, that's like gold laying on the curb, you know, and they'd been laying on the curb. So they were starting to shrivel a little bit, but I could see there was life in them. And he said, I'm going to have to carry those home, aren't I? And so we picked up like four azalea bushes and carried them home, big root balls. And I planted them that night. I had my hands in the soil and it brought me joy. Yeah. It did. And today when I walked out the door to come here, those babies are blooming.
Yeah.
They're red and beautiful and they're blooming.
I love that.
That brings me joy.
And I think this list can show us things about who we are and what we value,
yeah.
even if we can't do it right away. Like,
yeah.
you know, you want to flip a house, but to me that says Susie loves restoration.
I do.
Like you do.
And I do.
You love digging in the dirt and the flowers blooming make you happy. And yep. you just had a writer's retreat where you got to watch writers bloom.
Babies yeah. being born. Yes, it I made mean, me so happy.
Yes. So I'd say even if this Liz list is a little bit of a fantasy list,
yeah.
that still look at it and say, what does this tell me about what I really value?
Wow.
And how can I live that out even if it's not in this exact way?
Yeah. Yeah. Because like I said, we're not flipping a house anytime soon.
Right. Right. So. Yeah.
yeah. And then what lies are keeping me, you know, from doing that? That yeah. would be what helps for me is I started realizing that I was believing lies about fun and rest, mm-hmm. that fun is frivolous, you know, that we are on yeah. this earth to be productive. And yeah. rest is a waste of time because you're not getting anything accomplished. And
yeah.
it has taken me a long time to get past those, and I still struggle with them. But I think remembering that Jesus invites us into childlike faith,
mm-hmm.
and that when we watch children play, it brings us delight.
Yeah.
And there's a verse in Psalms that says the Lord delights in the well-being of his servant.
Mm.
So I so think good. Maybe God just likes to watch his kids play sometimes, yeah. you yeah. know?
I love that. And so looking at my life and saying, you know, what is it that not only that I value, but are there things that maybe are negotiable that I don't value as much, but I've held on to them just because I feel like I have to do them. We just got through with saying no, mm-hmm. you know, our last week's podcast. There may be some areas in here where we need to give a hard no to so that we can say yes.
Yeah. So we can make room for fun in our lives.
Yeah.
Well, and for me, it would be, you know, letting the dishes stay in the sink a little bit longer and going for that walk, you know, being yeah. spontaneous. Like
they'll
brings
be there
me
when
joy.
You get
yes,
back.
Exactly. They're always there. They multiply when I leave. But yeah, so I think just giving ourselves permission to play and do something spontaneous that takes people by surprise, even your family saying, this is not what we planned today, but let's just go do something fun.
Yeah.
Let's forget chores and you know, the homework can wait a little while and just go do something fun.
Yeah. Again, you know, looking back, hindsight is such a teacher. But I remember one time I was outside with my three littles and these were my kids and they were tiny. And we had found out that there was this yellow slippy slide. And if we put Dawn dishwashing liquid and water on it, and those kids could just fly.
And they
were little and their diapers were wet and about the size of, you know, I don't know.
Watermelon.
Yes, a watermelon. And they were having so much fun. And I was out there and my stretch marks were showing. And, you know, because I was dressed in shorts and a bikini top. And we were having such a blast. And two ladies from a new church we had just visited drove up. And in my heart, I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
And they came over and they were like, hey, we just wanted to stop by. Can we come in for a minute? And I'm telling you, I almost had like a panic attack because in order to have fun with my babies, it meant I did leave dishes in the sink mm-hmm. and laundry in the chair. And we lived in a house that was called a shotgun house, which meant there was no place to hide anything. Literally, it was so small and so cluttered. And I remember going in and thinking, all I have to offer them to drink is like breast milk from the refrigerator. You know, I have nothing to offer them. And
pass.
Hard pass. That's a hard no. And my kids, you know, one was completely naked and the other had a diaper the size of a watermelon on. And, you know, again, I think about how that I struggled letting these women in who weren't judging me. If I could go back again, I would just say to her, when your babies grow up and they're adults, they're not going to tell stories about how the house smelled like Pine Sol. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? Like mom's house was so clean always. It was spotless. They'll talk about that slip and slide, though, mm-hmm. and how that when you put Dawn dishwashing liquid and water on it, you can fly like nobody can believe. Those are the memories we're making.
Yeah.
So
I love that.
Yeah. We need to have fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
So from a practical perspective, how can we start doing that? If someone is saying, you know what, it's fun knocking on my door today, not the church lady.
Yeah.
And I am scared to open that door. Like, what's one way that we can do that?
Yeah. Well, for me, as I look at my list, and writing this list was actually pretty illuminating. So ask yourself this confession question today and write down those five things that you would do if you could still do what you do now, but have the margin to pursue other stuff just for fun. And then break it down. Take one of them and break it down and say, what is one step I can take toward this today?
Yeah. For me, it'd be saying yes. When you get that idea, oh, it's such a beautiful day, we should go take a hike, to just go do it. Like, stop what you're doing and just go there. I live 5 minutes from a waterfall and I love that place.
It's beautiful.
And it just brings so much joy. And I have found myself driving there saying, there's no reason why I shouldn't just explore and just be outside. So I'm just going to say yes when that inspiration hits.
Yeah. And I think then also having like those intentional yeses, mm-hmm. like I can forget to be spontaneous. So I actually need to plan my fun.
I love but that. That's like, so smart. Yeah.
2 years ago, I decided that my New Year's resolution would be to become a tourist in my hometown.
Okay. Wow.
And so because there's always great things to do in your hometown, but you don't do them because they're just always there.
Right.
So I looked at all the like local calendars and everything, and I picked things and scheduled them. So like I went to a tea shop and heard the founder tell the story and all about making tea with a friend. And my daughter and I did a pottery class together that it turned out it was for little kids. And we didn't know, so they let us stay, but we sat in those
little tiny chairs
that are like rainbow colored and we're across, you know, the other participants are like in pigtails and, you know, are like, why are you here? But, you know, we did that. And then one was a hike someplace I'd never been. And then you and I, Jennifer, we went to a lecture by two New York fashionistas.
Yes. Yeah.
Which was so interesting because it's so like not my world.
And yeah. That would not be my world either,
scary.
But I'd be fascinated.
Yeah. It was fun.
So that year it was really fun.
That is fun.
But it took like I had to say I'm going to prioritize this, you know, and plan it, or I know I wouldn't have done any of those things.
But I think the intentionality of that is really smart. I do. And I would say too that if you haven't laughed in a while, and I have found myself in those places where I realized that I hadn't had a belly laugh or a laugh in a while, step back and ask yourself, am I nurturing myself in the area of fun? And if I'm not, what is one little thing I can do today? Just a laugh.
It's so fun. Well, next week we are going to be talking about shred your list. So this week, you know, are you having fun yet? Well, we're going to let you know how to do that. So stay tuned. Join us for next week when we shred our lists. And also, if you would like to participate in this, we would love to make this a summer of fun. So take a picture, go on a hike, tag us, More Than Small Talk, hashtag podcast. And then we want to do this because we want to invite fun into our lives. So hashtag so much fun. Tag us and let us know that you are dropping your list and doing something fun. And let's just have a great fun time where we can, you know, give each other ideas on how to embrace fun times.
So go have fun.
That is your assignment.
Woohoo!
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available on the More Than Small Talk page on klrc.com. You can also join us in the More Than Small Talk Facebook group. Subscribe to More Than Small Talk on your favorite podcast app, so you won't ever miss an episode.